Okay, no set agenda. This is our workshop meeting. Little bit of communication that we got. Catskill Town Court, we got their quarterly report from the justices. Revenue received $162,000. Our operational expenses are $9,000. This looks like it's tracking. It's where we're at. It might be slightly ahead. And I think I shared with all of you that Judge Wooten has taken a 90-day medical leave. Judge Jacobs will fill in for him. And they've gotten all of the stuff that they take care of with the courts, taken care of with OCA. So that's in a good place. Heat, I don't know if I shared this with everybody, but if we get into the heat situation that is being anticipated, the village has instructed the public to call 518-943-2244, which is the police number. We will piggyback on that so that if we do have folks that need a place to go, they will get direction. The primary site is the Community Life Church with Reverend Snowden, and we will be back up at the senior center. Okay. Tour Catskills 12th annual event. That'll be you. Saturday, August 3rd. As with the previous 3 years, the event is now non-competitive in format. All rules of the roads are to be followed by all participants. Various support personnel will be on course throughout. Course map is attached. They coordinate through the Sheriff's Department, the State Police, and the towns and villages. So this is our notice. Do you want to put that on the website just so people know?
Sure.
That way we'll have it in a place. Patterson Pest Control, if you remember, we had one, and then we asked them to go out and look at everything else. And we've got Town Hall service every other month, the PBA building every other month, the EMT building monthly, because there's so much activity in there. And we are at $50 per service call. We are exempt from tax. One-time startup fee of $450. This is a local in Greene County.
I think that's
based.
Pretty much in line quarterly what we were paying before.
I think it's fairly consistent with what we had before. Yeah. So this is professional services, so I don't need a, so we're just good to go, and it's under $10,000. So, all right, excellent. We got a seeker just to make sure that if we're an interested agency, this is the New York Power Authority. Has a communication backbone execution plan, and it's for them to protect the security of their telecommunications system. They're going to have a statewide multi-path interconnections between their major facilities. Because of statewide scope, it's a state one, it's a type one action. So because we're a town, we're an interested party. I read this, and to be honest with you, I have to sign it just to say that we're okay, or I passively.
You don't want to be a lead agency.
Statewide? No, thank you. Learned my lesson on type ones. Here's what it is. It's CRUST. Yeah, it's exactly what that is. Statewide, and they've filled this form out.
Lead subscription.
Exactly. This document assesses the scope of work for the segment of the plan. It includes the installation of optical ground wire on the NATL transmission line from Niagara to Rochester, Rochester to Panel, Panel to Clay, Clay to Edick, Marcy South, Utica, Cooper's Corner, Thruway Authority, New Scotland, White Plains, Rock Tavern. So they're passing through here?
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, that's the. That's the substations on the three-way.
Yes, but there's nothing going on in
our
place.
There's a little wire that goes from Gilboa to us.
Yeah.
A little wire.
So I will sign.
Kind of like high school.
Otherwise, it's a passive referendum, but it's, if it has redundancy for telecommunication, I think that's a good thing. That's it?
I have something.
Of course, you have a question too.
No, I know.
It's no, but, yeah. So, Sean at the highway got the opportunity to purchase from another municipality through the online auction a leaf vac to replace the archaic one from the 80s that we have, along with the custom-built box that fits the vehicle built in steel, and a new arm mower for our tractor. Buying them pre-owned in good condition is considerable savings, so I'd like to make a motion to allow the highway superintendent to expend up to $28,000 for two municipal purchases.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
Second.
I give a little cushion.
Second from Dawn. All in favor? Oh, sorry. Discussion?
I'm doing the math right in my head. That should be.
There's a cushion of $10,000.
Okay, and his budget is in good shape. So
yeah, he's got $90,000.
Yeah,
and he hasn't spent it.
He just got the emergency funding money.
Exactly.
So there's another $31,000.
Right. So that was from the storm that we had, but that just came back in, so that's good. Okay.
I would like to say, though, when we all just said I heard, since some of that equipment is going to be partially used in the cemetery, I think some of the money should come from the petrol fund to pay for part of it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Because it's precarious. The leaf vac in particular is going to collect the leaves. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll sit down with Kirsten and when we look at the budget, we'll move through it. Okay? And they did, as you saw probably in some of the social media, they did a couple of roads, have gotten high praise for the quality of the work. They are collaboratively supposed to do chip sealing, but that got postponed. So I don't know when that's coming. That's with all the towns working together. Is that what that is? Mm-hmm. Chip sealing? Yeah.
I know Athens was doing theirs.
Yeah. So they got pushed back a week. So that's why they were able to do Woodland the other day with the potholes and the like. So they're making full advantage of the hot weather. Sir?
We got an email from the state about the throughway. Were we supposed to act on that? They were doing a seeker for that as well.
No, that...
That was just an information.
That's information that they are going to cashless...
Tolls.
Tolls. Yes. So that does have seeker implications, but it's something that...
They weren't looking for anything. Okay.
No. We are continuing to try and assist Renee.
Right, because he's got to give up some of that, because they got to change the whole toll plaza around in Catskill.
Yeah, right. So there's got to be... He did. I reached in and asked for some contact to try and get that moving, and the surveyor called. So I'm sure that's part of what you're saying is the cashless.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to look like the ones that you see when you're like down?
Just the ones in Massachusetts. It's a gantry.
Yeah.
Just either reads your plate and sends your bill, or it uses your Easy Pass.
Okay.
They said except Newburg.
They're not from Newburg south. They're not changing.
Why is it? Why not Newburg?
Maybe something to do with the fact that they just built that whole energy.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I knew the New Tappan Bridge doesn't have any toll plazas, does it?
No. Nope.
I've been down.
I have.
It's the Mary
Oakland Bridge. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. It's the Tappan Zee stuff forever.
I'm with you, but.
I know. So it's half of New York.
Whatever. It's a bridge.
It's a bridge. Water. Exactly. Anything else? Do you have something?
I got a petition for speed limit signs on Betheridge. There's not one speed limit sign at all.
Yeah, the highway superintendent told me he'd be coming.
Yeah.
What we'll do is then we'll take this and pass it to the county. The county will pass it to the state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then my neighbor got in a bad accident when he pulled out a Jane girl on the Betheridge, and some young kid came flying down the road, smack. Cops came, never gave me a ticket.
Mm. So this will go to Sean,
okay.
And then Sean will take it. The county is the one that then hands it to the state.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy process, but we'll sponsor it, okay, and supporting your petition signatures.
I don't care what they put on it, because right now they do 60 miles an hour down.
Well,
they
can't do that. They can't do that.
And the cops said they can do 55, 60 on it.
They can do
55
is the state if it's not marked otherwise, But let's see what we can, let's see what kind of feedback we get.
Yeah, my neighbor, he told me to do a petition. I said, why do I got to do that? And you're in good shape. I walked all the way
down. Oh, I see. You got the job. Well, I'm sure he's grateful.
Me and my son done it.
Uh-huh.
And some of them people on our road are rude.
That's everywhere.
We get to do that.
We get to do that. Yeah, we get to do that when we campaign, exactly. But we'll, I know the individual, I think, who was it? Was it Stickles that had originally put forward the request?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll follow, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. So we'll follow up to find out what the feedback is, okay? We also followed up with the county the other day, a constituent, you know, all the woods piled up again underneath the bridge.
By Bitters?
Clarksville, yeah. So it's county roads, so I called Bob, and they're going to go out and take a look at it. The last time they cleaned it out was Irene, so I mean, it's been a while.
Don't they have to get the DEC?
But the last time they did, they almost lost the machine and
the picker?
Water.
Yeah.
And then they also have to get the DEC involved.
And then the road started caving.
Say what?
I said, and then the road started caving.
Yeah, so they're going to take a look at it and see what they can do. Sean's observation is it's not ours, but it does flood into ours, so anything that could be done to alleviate it would be helpful.
Yeah.
So we added that to our list, too, just so you know.
Well, we've helped the county with this.
Oh, of course, yeah. I think, and the individual that called me, she had called wildlife people, and Bob knows about the DEC drill, obviously. So, you know, if somebody can get in there and clean it out a little bit, it would be helpful. It's not beavers. This is stuff that's...
Dynamite. Oh, yeah, it gets caught up in the rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
A little dynamite.
I think that's illegal also.
Billy Hendricks with a rope and a chainsaw.
There you go.
That's what Patrick said they did the one time. I don't think OSHA would approve that one.
Doesn't somebody have an arm of something that can sit on the creek and go 40 feet out?
Yeah.
We've used the gray old before.
Yeah. So we need
King Kong.
Yeah.
Crane.
Yeah. All right. So I'll get a report back on that and report back. Anything else from anybody? Anybody else? If not, we will... one of the things we did say in January was, did we want to take this on the road? Do you want to go out on the road in the fall? Where do you want to go in August? You want to go somewhere else?
Bellingville Firehouse?
I'm not here in August. I'll be in Italy.
Ooh.
We can FaceTime.
That's a good thing.
You've got to hide in your suitcase.
We'll FaceTime it. Not in Bellingville. We don't have any reception.
We can do Bellingville Firehouse, Leeds Firehouse.
Yeah, so you want to do Bellingville first, or you want to do Piscataway first? It's up to you.
Whatever you guys want to do.
All right, let me find out what's available.
Reach out to them,
find out their availability.
Yeah. That'll be Wednesdays, right? The normal Tuesday meeting will still be
here. We'll still be here.
Oh, okay. So I'll be here for the Wednesday meeting.
Yeah, okay, so for Tuesdays we'll keep them here, and then the workshop meetings will go out on the road.
Yeah.
So the Wednesday meeting.
No problem.
Okay.
No, we're spread out enough that we can eat dinner at each other's house.
On the way, absolutely.
You're full.
I do.
Let's do you in August.
Two pale and going on. Okay, I like that.
Might be two in September.
And then Senior Center is under good control. You have your new assignment, so you're good to go.
I have a key too.
Well, they're locking for us, actually. So when they walk out, no one can come back in.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, he sets the alarm. So, and they're fine in the morning. Annette is there from Meals on Wheels. What is the name of the noon lunch? Because we were going to put something up on that. Is it for the people that are in there? Is that?
I think it's just.
It's lunch. Is it sponsored by Green County
Meals on Wheels?
County Meals.
Because
those meals are $5, and Edie was saying if we could encourage more seniors to come in.
There were a lot there today.
Oh, was there?
Yes. Yes.
We have it on our website, right?
I think it's on the Senior Center website.
Yeah,
you just have to
Facebook
page, maybe
right,
drop a couple of pictures on there. And what she was saying is it's great interaction.
They do have to call reserve.
They have to do the day in advance, and it's $5. But sometimes it's the only nutritious meal that people get. So, and I noticed the other day there's a lot of conversation and stuff. It's really kind of cool. So, okay.
Perfect. Necessary and needed.
Exactly. And there's so much, it's such a good-sized meal that some of the seniors say they bring some home and they have it for dinner at night. So.
That's what I was
going to
say. Any update on the ambulance that was in an accident?
Yes. The ambulance that was in the accident is not totaled, is the good news, sort of. But Jack is in the process of, with the insurance person, assessing what that means. in terms of repair.
Does it damage the box?
Unless they tear it apart.
They're not going to know until they... They're going to have to look into it. So Jack being the point on our side and then the adjuster person on the other.
150,000 miles, it's not total.
And then... So then the next question becomes, depending upon how long, when do we do, once we get through the bond, you know, there is one available for us to get and put on in terms of buying one of the two.
Well, we have a bond one. So we'll have.
So we'll have the money. It's in stock, the one that he would have purchased.
Yeah.
So if he feels, you know, based on his recommendation, if he wants to put another one in service right now, he says he's okay.
Why doesn't he look, if this one's going to be out of service, get a rental and your insurance company will pay for it.
That's an interesting question.
This should do.
Do we have ambulances, do you think?
It's whoever hit us.
Yeah. They got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I would call Marshall and Sterling and let them fight with
the other person's
insurance. Mm-hmm. All right. I will ask George to follow up with Marshall and Sterling on but I mean, where do you find a rental ambulance?
Probably from our ambulance company.
Yeah,
they probably have
loaners.
Because yours is out of service. But I mean, if the bond is in motion, we can purchase one at the stop as soon as possible.
Did we hear?
Well, you're going to have to wait your estoppel notice.
Yeah.
8-6 is your public.
We also could do an emergency purchase.
20 days.
Not with that, not with the bond.
Right.
Not with the bond.
No,
that bond money.
We could
right.
pay ourselves back.
No.
But if you start this process, you'll have that ambulance until you get the new one.
So it's not a rush.
That's one of the middle-aged ones?
That's one of the ones we're replacing.
The backup issue that he was concerned about is, God forbid, something happened to another one.
Right.
So... Could our insurance...
The other one that's in service is older than that one.
But if that's the one that we're going to replace...
No, what I'm saying is right now our fleet is down one ambulance, and
right.
we have one really old one in service that could break any day.
Yeah.
So we're in transition on our bond council. So the conversation regarding do you have to have a public hearing for something like this, there's a bit of a difference of opinion. Steve is a belt and suspenders kind of guy, so he recommends that we have it. Michelle has said legally it's not required.
My opinion is just...
My preference is have it. There's no issues. We are not in any kind of a time crunch. If anybody wants to articulate something from the public,
we
should encourage that. We're open for business. Exactly.
Public safety.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll find out what he says. And then the other issue is we have handed over all of our... material for the union negotiations. I will share dates.
Now that's just ambulance, right? Not highway?
But they're both due.
That one is ambulance.
This one's ambulance. Highway was in there too, and I got confused at first.
No, they're both, well, that's because that was at the request of the union.
Oh, he wanted to get
They want copies of all of our union negotiation contracts.
Is this a new person or something?
It's not the person we started with.
Oh, okay.
That person lasted one meeting with me, and he retired. So this is a gentleman we've been working with. We've had a good relationship. But we haven't heard anything from the highway. Who's got highway? Can you just reach into, I think Charlie's our guy, just find out what their timing is, so that we're not trying to do both at the same time. And our boutique HR thing is working out well because we got this guy that's done union stuff. And we're falling into budget time, and that way we were able to tell Michael that we no longer needed to. Mm-hmm. So we're in a good place. Anything else?
That's a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. From Jared, second from Don.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is, or the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, sir. We will get back.